Darren, Kerry and Skye, East Coast Radio.
Spelling plus baking equals winning. On East Coast Radio, it's Last Kid Standing with Sesco. Taste the kid. T's and C's apply.
Yep, Last Kid Standing with Sesco. This is where we take the brightest grade 4 learners in KZN to see which one of them can spell the bestest. Each day, we'll have one winner with a weekly semi-finalist who'll go on to win their share of that grand prize of 100,000 Rand at the end.
And the words that we are using are provided to us by Clifton School. Your first answer will count. Mm-hmm. And all the other T's and C's are online ECR, the T.Z. And the most important thing, there are no debates here. The judge's decision will be final.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning, our three contestants are from Sunnyvale Primary, Aslia Tatum Pandey, from Sarnia Primary, Lazaro Cole Michael, and from Daily Independent, Victoria Pillay. Let's meet our contestants.
My name is Aslia Pandey, and I'm in grade 4. I think that I should be chosen to participate in the Last Kid Standing with Sasco because I have recently won my spelling bee at my school. Hmm. Some of the words that they made me spell were embourgeoisement, pseudonym, and xenophobia. Want to know more? Clearly, I'm the new buzzer out.
Hello, my name is Lazaro Cole Michael, and I am a grade 4 learner in Sarnia Primary School. I feel I have what it takes to be the last kid standing. I love to read, and I increase my vocabulary every day. The beautiful thing about learning is nobody can take it away from you.
Aww. My name is Victoria Perez. I am 8 years old. I attend Daily Independent School, and the reason why I want to enter is to get all the prizes, and my hobbies are reading Harry Potter books and playing Minecraft.
And it seems collecting prizes. Those are our contestants this morning. Good morning to all three of you. We're going to start off with the easy round. The words will get increasingly more difficult as we progress. Starting alphabetically, I do believe it's Aslia.
Let's play round one.
Aslia, your word means small in size. Aslia, your word is little.
Little. L-I-T-T-L-E.
That is correct. Lazaro, your word means human beings in general. Your word is people.
P-E-O-P-L-E.
That is correct. Victoria, your word means sit on and control the movement of an animal. Your word is riding.
R-I-D-I-N-G.
That is correct. And correct and correct. Going through to round two of Last Kid Standing as Leah Tatum Pandey, Lazaro Cole Michael, and Victoria Pillet. Leah, this word is plural, a vehicle similar to a bicycle with three wheels. Your word is tricycles.
T-R-I-C-Y-C-L-E.
That is correct. And if it comes down to, you know, a tiebreak at the end, we'll just see which one was the fastest. All right, so next in line is Lazaro. Lazaro, your word means placed in a vertical position. Your word is upright.
U-P-R-I-G-H-T.
That is correct.
Well,
Victoria,
done.
Your word means in the end. Your word is eventually.
I-V-E-N-T-R-Y.
That is incorrect.
Victoria, the correct spelling for eventually is E-V-E-N-T-U-A-L-L-Y. But well done.
Yeah, well done. Also, I get a sense that you were trying to spell inventory, which is why we give you the meaning of the word up front, which was in the end, eventually. All right, don't go anywhere. We're back to Aslia. Aslia, your next...
Hi.
Your next word is a plural, large, solitary cats that have black spots. Your word is leopards.
L-E-O-P-A-R-D.
That is incorrect.
So, Aslia, let me explain. first of all, we have to always take what you say first, and you said L-E-A, plus it was a plural, so needed an S. The correct spelling is L-E-O-P-A-R-D-S, but let's just hold on and see how Lazaro does.
Lazaro, your word is past tense. Engage in a game or activity for enjoyment. Lazaro, your word is played.
P-L-A-Y.
That is incorrect.
So this, the word that Darren asked you to spell was played, P-L-A-Y-E-D. But because you and Asya both got this one incorrect, you both need to spell again.
Going through.
Let's play round three.
All right, we're into round three. Who will be starting first in round three?
Asya.
Yeah, Asya, yes.
Asya?
Yeah, yeah.
Do we have someone eliminated?
Yes. Yeah, Victoria's out.
Victoria's out. So it's Asya and Lazaro.
Yes.
All right, alphabetically, it's Asya again. Asya, your word is one more than 13. Your word is 14.
F-O-U-R-T-E-E-N.
That is correct.
Well done.
Lazaro, your word means a sudden shaking of the ground. Your word is earthquake.
E-A-R-T-H-Q-U-A-K-E.
Wow.
Yo.
Wow, that is correct.
Well done, Lazaro.
Thank you.
Asya, don't forget, we are in round three now, and we have to activate the 10-second timer. None of you have gone anywhere close to going over that yet, but we are in round three, so there is 10 seconds to answer the questions. Asya, your word means a legendary creature supposed to guard the Earth's treasures often found at the bottom of your garden.
Hmm.
Your word is gnome.
N-O-M-E.
That is incorrect.
Oh, Asya, this
English
is a
word.
This word gnome has this weird silent G, a gnome. G-N-O-M-E.
It's crazy.
Such a useless word.
Such a useless
word. But now you always remember that they're always at the bottom of the G.
Okay, Kerry, shout out,
dog. English with these silent letters, like the F in banana, it really is. It's just silly and unnecessary. All right, Lazaro, I do believe.
Yes, if Lazaro gets
this
right.
If you get this one right, he's the winner for today.
Yes.
Lazaro, no pressure. Get this one right, and you go through to the final on Friday. Get it wrong, and we have to do another word off between you and Asya. So, Lazaro, a mythical sea creature with the body of a woman and a tail of a fish. Your word is mermaid.
M-E-R-M-A-I-D.
That is correct.
Well done, Lazaro.
Going through to the semi-finals on a Friday. Lazaro, Cole, Michael from Sarnia Primary.
Yay!
Well done! Congratulations, Lazaro, Asya, and Victoria.
You.
Well done.
How does it feel, Lazaro?
Good.
Good. And how are you going to do on Friday? Are you going to do just as well?
Yeah.
We look forward to seeing you on Friday. Are you excited?
Tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's tomorrow. Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. Okay. Asya, congratulations. Victoria, you were fantastic contestants. It is Lazaro who takes it today. He is through to our semi-final. And listen, we still have spaces. If you would like to register your child to take part in Last Kid Standing with Sasco, it's very easy. It's on our website, ecr.co.za. And we've helped you out. If you register to go to our website right now, ecr.co.za, the first thing that pops up is a question. Would you like to register for Last Kid Standing? Go and do it.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.